What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
We know it's COVID time, right? Sliding in the DM has never been more important.
It's at an all-time high.
It's at an all-time high right now. Because if we're not sliding in the DM, how... I'm breaking shit in my apartment.
Hold on. Take a breath. We're at second 33 and you are on a level 10.
Level 100, like I always am, baby girl. Sliding in the DM has never been more important than it is right now.
Yeah.
Because we are not running into people at bars. We're not going out. We're not doing the thing that we normally do. So how do we get in contact with that bitch that we want to talk to at any point? Instagram, sliding the DM on a dating app, whatever it is. Because if you're in a city like LA, which is the four gay girls total, I'm sure if there's four gay girls total in LA, there's probably two total in any other city that's not as big.
Buffuck.
If you're in New York, Boston, Miami, maybe there's six. I don't know. We're going to talk about our... By the way, I'm not sitting here being like, I'm the pro at this, because I've had far more failures in sliding in the DM than I've had success. So let's get that like straight away.
My batting average is zero. I'm zero for probably...
400.
I was going to say like 1,100.
But you know what? Keep shooting your shot, because at one point it's gonna work out. Yeah.
I was never good at free throws, but maybe one day I'll be sinking them.
At least you're trying, all right? At least you're trying. So I have had a few instances, I would say, where I've definitely learned my lesson. So I guess I could start with that.
What do you mean, learn your lesson?
Learn my lesson in the sense of like, all right.
You go, just embarrassed.
Story time.
Yep.
There was a girl, right? In LA that I like heard about or like knew of from like other girls, but we never actually met. So I slid in her DM 3 times. So embarrassing. I don't know why I thought that
three
this
was separate times.
Three separate times, bro. I don't know why I thought it would be okay to slide in someone's DMs 3 fucking times.
I need to not speak to you for like 3 days.
No, literally. Like, why? I don't understand. Like, who told me that that was acceptable?
No one.
No one. First of all, don't ever slide. Here's the thing that I wish I could have told myself.
Yeah.
Don't slide in more than one time ever. If you slide in once and they don't read it, or they read it and it's seen, don't ever do it again. Because they're going to see it, number one. You look like an idiot, number two. And then they're going to tell their friends, the other 1.2 girls in LA that are gay, what you said, how you didn't respond, and then how you did it again. And then 2 weeks later, again. Listen to me. You guys, don't do what I'm screaming. My neighbors are going to call the police. Do not do what I've done. I'm telling you, I'm embarrassed at this point. So this is how I'm going to redeem myself, right?
Can any of the girls that Blake has DM'd, please, please expose her?
I want to hide under a rock. I know there's going to be a day when we're going to go to like a party in the far future.
In the year 3000.
In the year 3000, where we're going to go to a party and I'm going to see all the girls and I'm going to be like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to pretend. I what do you do? You're like you're like, four of the girls in the corner are like, yeah, that bitch slid in my DMs. Oh, she slid in mine. She slid in mine. She slid in mine twice.
Honestly, leave the party.
I'm leaving. I'm not going. I'm literally going to be like, who's going? And they're going to tell me like four girls and I'm going to be like, yep, slid in all their DMs. Mm-hmm. So I'm leaving. Am I okay?
We clarified this in the previous episode where I said you needed therapy and you're like, I just would rather spend money on a new Nike hoodie. Literally Blake Hill quote.
I have several in my closet and they're all really cute. I don't regret it. So this girl, right? This is how I'm going to redeem myself. Okay. I sent her DMs 3 times, 3 separate occasions.
Not one, not two,
but 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Mind you, she has like 2,000 followers. So like there's no question she saw it. Doesn't reply, whatever. Today.
Yeah.
I'm on the dating app. She likes me.
No.
Yep. So I think to myself,
she was in that match category? Bitch.
Rose.
Oh, no. You're lying. You're lying. I'm
lying. I'm lying. I'm bullshitting you guys. I'm bullshitting you guys. She likes me on the dating app. And I'm thinking, there is, hell will freeze over
yeah.
before I DM you first. Because I know you've
on Hinge?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Because I know, because yes. mind you, I DM'd her on Instagram before. Okay, so she.
Wait, did you follow her or did you just DM her?
Here's the thing. This is the thing. Let's go to the follow thing real quick. You are never, a lot of girls will tell, like a lot of you guys are like following girls, liking a couple of their pics and then sliding in. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I know I've embarrassed the fuck out of myself by DMing a girl three times in a row. You're right. You can literally be like you're so desperate. Yeah, bet. Like, agree. But to follow, like three pictures, and DM, relax. Relax.
Go, like, work out.
Okay? All right. So, like, no. I did not follow her. I did not like any of her pictures. I sent her a DM about, like, her. She had, okay, so here's the DM. If I can remember. I think she had, like, a picture of, like, her cat.
If you can remember. You just read it. Relax.
No, I didn't read that one. Oh, I read okay. another girl.
Okay.
She said something about, I said something about, like, her cat. Like, I did, like, the hard eyes and, like, some shit. Okay? She didn't reply. Fine, right? Because you don't want to like go in like so aggressive.
But
don't listen to my advice. And she liked me today on the app. There's hell will freeze over before I ever say something first. Because at this point, if I go in for a fourth attempt, bro, it's embarrassing.
I mean, dude,
to even say this out loud.
You only get three. I don't know what you're...
No, you get one. And I was like, no, I'm taking two. I'm taking three. Me even liking your back at this point is embarrassing.
Yeah, dude. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, she's fucking playing you.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I'm not... There's a helpful phrase over for everything. That's how I'm going to redeem myself. If she never says anything to me, then she never says anything to me. End of story. She's dead to me at that point.
She's dead to me.
Because here's the thing. If I say something, even if I say hi, it's like, okay. Like, girl, you need to just go.
Okay.
It's too much.
Do you think that she's having the same conversation with her friends about you?
Absolutely not. I look like a psychopath right now. But when do I not look like a psychopath? Like, when am I not on level 1,000?
Never. It really is. It never fucking ends, dude.
Again. Why are we friends?
Again. No answer.
So that was that story with that girl. I literally cringe so hard when I think about that experience because it's like, I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
But where we have been successful in the DM, right? Sometimes it works if you come in hot.
Okay, wait, hold on. What kind of slide in are you? Are you just like a right to the point? Do you find like something like real, like some real witty shit in response to like a story? Like, so you're like, hell yeah, I got this shit in the bag. I got fucking five brain going on right now.
Yeah. So this is how I slide in.
Okay.
When it's worked. Okay.
Which is one.
No, it's worked.
Half a time.
It's worked. No, all the girls that were here this summer worked. But...
Put me in my place.
But I didn't like most of them. So, and they didn't like me.
Like them?
Yeah. Like, so, yeah. Like they were cool.
Yeah.
Like? What are we doing here? Here's the problem. Here's the problem with coming in super hot. Okay. It works sometimes, but here's the problem with it. I came in hot for like most of the girls that were here this summer. Mm-hmm. But
so what does coming in hot mean?
Okay, so this means coming in hot. Like, okay, I would be like on their Instagram or their Hinge or whatever, and I would be like, oh, they're hot. I'm just gonna write, yo, like, what are you doing tonight? I'm with like a couple friends, come to my house. No dialect in between. No, like, what do you do for fun? What do you listen to for music?
No, like, hey, how are you? It's nice to get to know you.
What have you been up to for the last 24 hours. Like, it's literally just like, come to my house because I strictly think you're hot.
Yeah.
And
come and come.
Come and come. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they would get here. And what do you think happens? Half of the girls that get here, I'm like, why the fuck did I invite you to my house?
There was a cum, but not a cum.
Yeah. I was like,
only one cum happened.
Right. And they would get here and I would be like, so this girl came over full, like, and she was super tatted, super like piercing, like super dark, short hair. Like,
was she tatted? I don't remember that.
Yeah. Remember? Oh. Super thin. All not my vibe, okay? Yeah. And so, I mean, as far as, like, hooking up wise. So I'm like, but I didn't know that at that point because I was, like, gay for 4 seconds. So she gets to my house, and we're hanging out, and I'm like, why? Why did this happen? I literally am like, I'm going to bed, like, whatever, like, see you guys later. She's hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
And that happened a lot of times where girls would come here, and I would be like, why didn't I spend more time trying to figure out who you are as a person?
Why didn't you?
At all? Because I was so just like trying to figure out what I liked and what I was into. Yeah. And I did not want to waste time. Like, I didn't want to waste time talking to someone. I wanted to physically be with them. And also, it's not just like that with girls. Like, anything in my life, like, I see it, I want it, I get it. Like, I wanted to do this podcast. We wanted to do this podcast.
Yeah.
2 days later, we're fucking doing it. Yeah. You know, it's like
47 messages at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. So that's how I was with dating girls.
Yeah.
I was like, you're cute. You're cute. You're cute. You're like, I want to meet everyone. I want to experience everything.
Yeah.
And I want to figure out what I like, what I don't like. And it was a...
So are you glad you did that? I feel like, are you saying you're glad you did that or do you regret doing that?
I don't regret it, but I also have learned, like, I need to pick and choose who I'm going to hang out with. Just like you guys, go on dates with people probably after you get to know them a little bit, right? Like, I know, Maddie, you'll spend time like talking to someone for like a minute. Like, I'll look at her phone and there's paragraphs. Hold on. Well, do not send a paragraph unless someone has passed away. Unless you are literally about to die, do not send a fucking paragraph.
If your shit is not in my inbox, MLA fucking format, don't talk to me. Block me. Unsubscribe to me. I don't give a shit.
Listen. We are not sending messages that are more than... I don't send text messages that are more than 4 words. If you are, you're breaking up or you're dying.
If I don't receive a message where it's so long that you have to click the actual little, like, the extra arrow that it goes to, like, a notepad, you know, vibe, I don't want it.
Oh, couldn't be more opposite. If you send me something more than 4 words, I'm not reading it. I'm not reading it.
Send me a voice message.
Because, hey, call. Call.
You do. You're like, okay, that is something in you that is like so like fucking, again, 35-year-old man. You love to be on the phone. You love, like, the phone, not even FaceTime. You do love a good FaceTime, but like the straight up fucking telephone.
If you were talking to me about like a serious subject, but you're sending 4 paragraphs, call.
No.
Call.
No.
I do not want to read about
write that shit to me with a feather pen.
Nope. If you're talking to me about your childhood trauma over a text message, hey, call me. All right? Dial my phone number and call me because I'm not reading this message. I'm not. And then you're going to think I'm a dick because I'm not replying, but I'm never reading it. All right?
Never, dude.
Never. A girl sent me a DM the other day that was that long and I never replied. And like, she's really hot. And I'm like, I really should read this. But I can't. I'm too ADD. I'm like, I have so many things going on. Like, I can't read this. It's too fucking long. I'm like, this is how you talk. We're already talking like this?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So sliding in hot works sometimes. But also, like, I've learned I'm personally going to pump the brakes. and like figure out if I'm actually like invested enough to hang out with you. Because if not, like it ends up being a waste of a night.
Yeah, I feel the opposite. I feel like I am just down to like chill, whatever, like with as many, not like with the intention of as many people as possible. But yeah, I think you said it earlier. Like I have always taken the time and like in put in an investment before then making the next step of like actually meeting the person or connecting or whatever.
Like you get to know someone in person so much more than if you were to DM them something like, hey, what, like one of my answers on my Hinge thing is like my music or whatever. Something about like driving, like long drives with good music.
So romantic.
So romantic. If you are going to talk to someone in person about that shit, isn't it so much like more meaningful and like just better?
No, I disagree. Big no.
All right. Well, we disagree on that. That's why Madison and I are complete opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely not an expert in the sliding in on girls situation. I have slid in hot a few times and it has worked.
Like a competition.
No, but what are you guys saying in the DM? What are you guys saying that's been successful?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's been partly successful in the, like the coming in hot situation, but it's also been a lot of failures. So I kind of feel like I need like a happy. Here's another one, that this is something that works on me.
When people say this to you.
Yes, when people say this to me, it works. Make fun of me. Make fun of something that I say. Like if I say like anything, if I'm like, oh, I like, you know, Pinot Noir, and then they come at me with like, oh, you like Pinot Noir like every other bitch on the planet, like that's funny, because I'm like, oh, like you just called me, like I thought I was really cool coming up with that answer, like, oh, I like Pinot Noir. It's like, so does every bitch, you know what I mean? So it's like,
so you're into like being put down a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, hey, like, you know what, you're not that cool.
The hottest girls get hit with just a yo from me.
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. Unless you are literally a 15 out of 10, you can't say anything other than hi or yo. Because that people that are that hot don't have to work at all.
No.
Unless you're a 15, don't hit me with a yo because I won't reply.
I'm a 15 though.
Right. So it works on you.
Yeah.
So it works on you.
Yeah.
And it works for you. It works on you to say yo to other people.
It works for me.
Fuck off, bro. Fuck off. All right. Because unless you're a 15 and you say yo to me, I'm not replying. If you're a hot girl, you need to be made fun of a little bit.
Exhibit 63, that someone needs to make a therapy appointment for Blake. Please, I'm begging you.
All right. All right. I'm not denying it. I know it's true. I know I have to be. I should be in therapy right now, and I'm not. So making fun of their answers, like, what's something I made fun of? Oh, today. This totally works. This girl had something about, like, bring me, like, something that makes her happy. Bring me coffee, and we'll pretend it's Saturday no matter what day of the week it is. That was her answer. And I was like, I sent her the coffee emoji, and I was like, happy Saturday. And it's, what is it today, a Wednesday or Thursday? And then she thought it was like hilarious.
Dude, nice.
So I'm like, just get it. Shut the fuck up.
Fucking high five on that one. Hell yeah.
Everyone's listening. You guys are listening to this and you're like, Blake is on Blake is on this level and we're all making fun of you. I know you are. Because I listened to myself after and I'm like cringing so hard.
Immediately after.
Like I
stop recording and she walks in the other room and turns it on.
And I like cry because I'm like, why am I so I wanna be cool. And I'm just not, you know? Like I want to
You're
be cool.
Deece. You're Deece.
I'm not. I'm literally like, this is what I said to this girl on Hinge today, and I like totally worked. Now we're going out on Saturday. We're gonna pretend it's Saturday and it's not Saturday. We're gonna send a fake coffee and like she thought it was hilarious and like here we go. She's telling her friends like, yeah, I've gotten this message 16 times. And no. She's not even telling her friends. She forgot. She doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't give a fuck. And I'm literally on my goddamn podcast being like, yeah, guess what I did. Guess what I said.
Like, guess what I did today? And it totally worked. And like, now I'm hot girl, and I'm like going out.
She forgot.
Enough.
Oh my God.
So focused on it.
So I forgot about that shit.
You know what mine is? This is all I do.
Say it.
This is my go-to on Hinge. Hi, pretty. White heart emoji.
Dude, fire. Does that work?
Every fucking time.
Because you're 15. Yeah. Same, dude. Coffee emoji. Happy Saturday.
Even though it's Monday.
Hit us in the DM with successful DMs that you guys have sent. I truly want to know because I'm not cool at all. Madison's a 15, so she knows.
15.
Blake_Aaron on Instagram. And Maddie's is way too hard, which I'll tell you anyway.
Madison, the stallion with four N's, two E's. Four N's, two E's. Four N's, two E's. Too long.
Too long. Change it.
Yeah.
Blake_Aaron. Just DM me because Madison's is too long.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys on the next one. Happy DMing. Peace.